Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Happy Halloween, trick-or-treaters, dreamers, campers, and suspects. What you're about to hear is a clip from our exclusive Patreon episode in which we discuss 2005's House of Wax. How do you hear the full thing? Become a member of our Patreon, The Rewind. You can find a link in the description of this episode, or you can visit www.patreon.com/Halloweeniespod. Hope to see you there so we can give you one more scare.
I think one of the reasons why the beginning is so long before they get to the House of Wax is because obviously you need to you need to create some distance between the characters. But
is it worth it?
I know. I don't know if it's worth it. Like, couldn't you have just done like, couldn't you have found ways to have dispersed the cast in the town? Maybe I don't know. Like maybe like they're exploring different parts of it or mm-hmm. something.
And then you get to know the relationship while they're exploring it. That's when you get to know. Okay, you could have them all exploring, right? So you have Carly and Wade, exploring, and while they're exploring, then they can get into her relationship with her brother. Mm-hmm. You can have, you know, Blake and I'm literally looking through these people's names. Blake and Paige walking around. We can discover how horny he is all the time. You know, we don't need to have 25 minutes of background for characters who, to be quite frank, I don't really care about them.
No,
and they're not here for me to really care about them. They're here for me to see what wild way they're going to get dispatched.
There are three essential characters in this movie.
Yes,
Harley.
Vincent.
Kidding. Yeah. Well, actually, that's true. Bo and Vincent are pretty, you know, my man, Brian Van Volt, he's doing double duty here. But I mean, it really boils down to the parallel of having twin brothers and then, you know, the two, I don't think they're twins, I guess. Or I guess they maybe they are twins. Carly and Nick, are they twins?
I think they're lovers.
Yeah, I know they are lovers.
Yeah, we should get into
let's talk about Carly and Nick because they're clearly the centerpiece of this movie, even though we get the hunky Jared Padalecki pre-Winchester day of Jared Padalecki as Wade Felton. But they clearly do away with him fast, but it really focuses on Carly and Nick. And I had to bring it up because every time I watch this movie, whether it was back in 2005 when I saw it in theaters or, you know, in more recent rewatches of the last few years, I'm just astounded that no one in the studio was just like, hey, don't you think it's kind of fucking weird that, you know, Chad and Alicia, they're getting a little too intimate here. I looked online and like a lot of people picked up on this also.
Oh, so it's not just like me. Okay, good.
So we're not just like creeps.
Looking at something.
And also too, just picking the two most conventionally attractive people to, you know, I don't know. It's like, geez, that's like the hottest like sibling couple I've ever seen.
It really is.
I don't think they say that they're twins, but you think they would just make them twins. Like it would thematically link up with Bo and Bo and Vincent.
Yeah, that's right.
But it is a little like, I always think of, have you guys seen that movie Good Boys? The comedy that came out a couple years ago.
No, I know you reviewed it for.
It's really fun, but they're trying to make money to buy this drone, and they unwittingly sell a sex doll to Stephen Merchant, but they don't know it's a sex doll. They think it's just like a fancy mannequin that belongs to their parents. And then he comes over and he's like, you know, getting really weird with the doll, and he leaves. And then the kids just go, do you guys get the idea that he wanted to fuck that doll? and I always think about that with like stuff like this. We're like, do you guys think they wanted to fuck each other, right? The brother and sister.
Well, it's just very strange because like especially once Wade is dispatched and it's really just the two of them together, there's just a lot of body language here that suggests that don't suggest like siblings. They suggest like, you know, people that actually like really love each other. And granted, you do love your sibling, but there's a difference between loving your sibling and loving someone that you want to go to bed with. So like, I don't know. I don't know if it's maybe Chad Michael Murray didn't get like maybe forgot halfway through, because it's not really so much like Carly. I feel like it's really Nick that comes on as like, you know, he's protective in a way that I guess you could argue, yeah, it's a brother, but it feels more like a lover. And then he also hates Wade so much that you're just like, something else is going on here. I don't know.
It's this love triangle. What's going on?
Incestuous love triangle. Were they dating? Were Alicia Cuthbert and Chad Michael Murray dating at the time? Maybe.
Dan, I'm happy you brought this up because allegedly, Chad Michael Murray was married to his One Tree Hill co-star Sophia Bush at the time, And allegedly, Mr. Murray had an affair with one of the cast members.
They don't say which one?
Well, I don't know how tabloidy we want to get. Let's just say I don't think it was Alicia Cuthbert.
Oh, so maybe Paris Hilton.
I would never say that out loud.
Because I was going to say if it was Alicia.
Call me Perez Gerber over here.
Because I was going to say if it was Alicia Cuthbert, maybe that would make sense. Then just some of that chemistry is naturally bleeding over into the performances.
Well, Chad Michael Murray would have to play hockey for that to happen because I feel like she was really into hockey players.
The plot thickens. This is from Nikki Swift, always reliable.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Nick Carter accused Paris Hilton of cheating on him with Chad Michael Murray, who was with Sophia Bush while he filmed House of Wax. This is just what people are saying. This is not what I'm saying.
It seems like Chad Michael Murray is real bad boy in real life. He's always playing bad boys because he's the bad boy here.
I mean, Mike,
and you could talk about Stars Hollow. He's the bad boy of Stars Hollow, isn't he?
He is. He's the bad boy of Stars Hollow, where, of course, Wade, played by Jared Padalecki, like Wade's also a character in Gilmore Girls. Funny enough, he actually plays a character named Dean on Gilmore Girls.
Which is funny. Yeah.
Now, but Nick Jones, first of all, the name alone is a red flag, Nick my Jones. Opinion. Yeah. This guy,
Nick Jones.
He kicks homeless people. He breaks headlights. He allegedly steals cars. Bad boy.
He is a bad boy, and he's kind of a dickhead until, like, it's not until he investigates the gas station where I'm like, okay, I'm all in on him. Hero mode activated. Before that, he's like, yo, paying customer. Like, he's like if Jesse in Breaking Bad had no heart.
Yeah, he's like the alpha male version of Jesse with no redeeming qualities.
He's like pilot episode Breaking Bad Jesse. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And also, of course, you get the reveal that he actually covered for Dalton. And Dalton's the one who actually stole the car.
Yeah.
So he's got a heart of gold, I guess.
Yeah, of course. He's misunderstood. You know what I mean? And, you know. He's still a jerk.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.